الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
You're listening to Ayatollah Khamenei's opinion on Islamic Revolution. Thanks to Islamic Revolution, political dependence has been completely uprooted in our country. October 18th, 2017.
Political dependence came to an end thanks to the revolution. We were thankfully liberated, but that we are still dependent in terms of the economy and culture. We should work on this because dependence will lead to disaster. I will tell you that when I look at the memoirs which have been written by Mohammad Reza Pahlavi's friends, I read that in certain cases, Mohammad Reza Pahlavi himself was extremely angry at the Americans. He sometimes cursed them. Of course, he did so in his private room and in the company of his close friends. He was like a person who goes to his rooftop and swears at a policeman in a distant city. He used to swear at them in his private room, but whenever the British and the US ambassador delivered a message, made a phone call, and issued a command, he was ready to bow to them and obey their command. He had no choice and he had to do so. This is dependence. This should be destroyed. Well, political dependence has been completely uprooted in our country.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united. The Islamic Revolution moved the people from the periphery into the center. August 3rd, 2017.
From the beginning of the revolution, the people of Iran have played their role 12 times in electing the highest-ranking officials of the country. Moreover, the people's choices and votes have brought about 10 Islamic consultative majlises, 5 city and village councils, and 5 assemblies of experts. All these have been achieved thanks to the revolution. Our new generation should not forget certain things. We experienced the pre-revolutionary era with all our being. Before the victory of the revolution, the people did not have any role in the management of the country and in the appointment of the managers. Heads of countries, monarchs, kings, and their cohorts used to come and go, but the people were mere spectators. They did not have any role. The Islamic Revolution came and moved the people from the periphery into the center. This way, the people were given the power to choose everything.
Great powers of the world confessed they can't resist the influence of Iran in West of Asia. June 7th, 2017.
The policies of the great powers in the world have become trapped in the mud in West Asia. These policies have failed. They themselves say that this failure is because of the influence and power of the Islamic Republic. This is very important. They wanted to impose every disaster that they liked on Iraq and Syria, but they failed. Well, this is very important. This is the same thing that you wanted. This is the very same thing that the revolution wanted. The goals of the revolution have been attained, but the goals of the US and its allies, not only the US, have not. This is only an example of such victories, capabilities, and achievements.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.